Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Fire, the Gospel Experience.
With our God and the soul-stirring praises that we give him for receiving us as his very own. Blessings to each and every one of you. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator, God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And, oh, yes, his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light in this dark, lost, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each and every one of you beautiful souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the Gospel Experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you too can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. But you got to be in Jesus Christ. You can't just go to church and then hang around the fringes on the outside talking about God ain't moving in my life. Well, you got to move on into where God wants you to be, and that's closer to him. God is not a respecter person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual uplift, refreshment, and encouragement from the book of Matthew's 25th chapter, 40th verse, where we read our Lord Jesus telling of the final outcome of those souls at the end of this earthly time. This will be a time of separation with great celebration for some and even greater sorrow for others. Our Lord Jesus gives the reasons for this proceedings when he spoke of the times of being hungry, thirsty, naked, homeless, sick, and in prison, when some chose to come to his aid and need, and those who didn't, they have finally received their just due rewards or, sadly, their consequences. Listen, we as Christians are called to seek out those in need so that we, as the light of the world, can be seen as Almighty God working through us, in us, and for his glory. My special guest is here, an awesome author of many well-written and inspiring children's books. Arkansas's very own woman of God, Maria Hoskins, is here to share her story, her testimony, her inspirations, and her wonderful gift, and help some of us maybe discover gifts inside of us that we didn't even know, just waiting on us to unearth, unpack, and discover them. And then later on, bringing Word Up Inspirations in the broadcast is going to be the founder of SWAG and awesome minister, woman of God, evangelist Keisha Global Outreach Johnson is back, y'all. She's returning to share her inspiration as always. And y'all know she stay fired up. That's why we bring her here, so she can pour some more of that gospel heat on this fire gospel experience. So call a family member, call a friend, call a coworker or somebody that you know right now could use some good godly inspiration. We've already had prayer. We are so grateful, Holy Spirit God, for you leading, guiding us, watching over us, protecting us, and keeping us faithful as we go about the business of telling the story of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you most of all right now for lighting the fuse that's about to set this internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
Power!
Hallelujah, hallelujah, goes right there. Blessings, blessings, blessings to your name, Most High God. Come on, CC Gobo. That's how you start the fire gospel experience off right there, right there. She did that thing, didn't she, y'all? Yes, indeed. Want to thank Avidity Productions for sending this gospel music and so many other anointed gospel artists with that anointed gospel music. Thank you so much, Avidity Productions. I love the kingdom collaboration that we have. Keep sending it. I'll keep playing it. I promise you that right there, right there. That's kingdom collaboration here. We work so much better when we work together, don't we though? Yes, yes, yes indeed. My special guest is here. She is Arkansas's very own, coming out of Conway, Arkansas. But I want y'all to know that she has done some studying and is the alumni of Philander Smith College right there in our capital in Little Rock. Just met this young lady a couple of years ago. She came to my home church, New St. Hurricane, with Pastor Derek Easton for a book signing on multiple children's books that she has written. She just has a gift for it, y'all. And we're going to let her explain to us how she discovered this gift. What is her continuous inspiration? Because there are some of us that are still looking to do great and greater things for God. We just need to give a little bit of mentorship, a little bit of inspiration and instruction on how other people have found their calling and their assignments and realized gifts that had just been laying dormant inside of them, waiting to be unearthed, unpacked, and revealed. It is certainly my privilege and pleasure to introduce to some and to present to everyone else my special guest, woman of God, Maria Hoskins, is here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, indeed. Yes. Woman of God, Maria Hoskins, thank you so much. We finally got it together. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Brother Ron. I am doing so well, and thank you so much for inviting me to be your guest today.
Amen. It's our privilege, because I'm going to tell you something. As an author of children's books, that's just something special, to be able to capture within yourself the ability to verbalize and use proper language and vocabulary as an adult that you know would be receptive to the mind of a child. Everybody can't just do that. But before we get into that, woman of God, I just want to let you know I appreciate that. I'm an author myself. But to write to children, that is a calling, and we're going to talk about that. But right now, woman of God, okay, why don't you share a little bit about your background? Tell us about who you are from any season in life that you'd like to start, childhood, young adulthood, or right where you are.
All right. Well, you know, because the books are based on things that happened in my childhood, I'll give you a little background on me from that perspective. Because Brother Ron, I enjoy being in the country with my grandmother and my mother and my family. Arkansas is home to my mother, was born here in Mayflower, Arkansas. My grandmother and my Uncle Lotus and those individuals that I highlight in the book were very instrumental to me. They were, you know, wonderful Christian people that was in a Christian home, and everything about it was, how do I say this? You know, back in the day, it was all on purpose. Back then.
Okay.
You know, grandmother raised a farm. She was very active in her church. My mother was very active in the church. My uncle was a farmer, and he was the deacon on the deacon board and the head of the Sunday school. So it wasn't a question about will we be going to church this Sunday. It was, that was what life was. You got up, you got ready, you went to church on Sunday.
That's right.
But along with that came up those, to me, were those perks, those things as a child that I've stuck deep in my spirit was grandmother cooked meals. She got up every morning, and especially on a Sunday morning. Yeah, but all of a sudden, you know, when you, and now, like, I'm busy getting ready for church and, you know, but on a Sunday morning, back then, it was a big meal preparation. So it was exciting to get up on Sunday morning because you had the biscuits and the gravy and the cooked potatoes and and what if you like bacon or you had a piece of steak or whatever that was they had. It was a big meal every Sunday. So that stuck in my spirit. And we went to church, and then on Sunday afternoon after church, it was another big meal. It was fellowship with a meal of the pastor coming by. You know, Sister Collins just stopped by today to see if you had a meal, and Brother Pastor, come on in. We waiting on you. So it was that kind of atmosphere. And so as a childhood, all these things encompassed who I am as a person. And they stuck to me even as, you know, my stepfather were traveling and were, you know, in the military, were going here and there. We always came back to the roots in Arkansas. Every holiday, we were always back here.
Beautiful.
And then, of course, I have my own family and my children. I don't cook like my grandmother cooked, but, boy, do I still remember those, and I try on holiday to fill in the gap.
Okay, I hear you.
So, yeah, I try to keep some of those the traditions. We still get together. I can't do all of that. My mom is still following. That's in her spirit. She still continues that tradition. But I have the two children, Christina and Victoria. My husband is Archie Hoskins, and we love the Lord. We go to church. I have a special needs daughter who I actually write about both girls, but Christina, who will always be with us. And so it's just important to me. Family is so much of what I am made of. Keeping those positive family interactions, those positive family values that have been passed down from generation to generation, that is where my, as my, they say, my happy place is to keep those in my mind, and then to share those with others, and just continuing to praise God all throughout all we do.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this one question about your father and your uncle. You said they were farmers and they were deacons in the church. Let me ask you this now, because I was a redhead country boy born right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, but at the age of 6, they took me to Detroit. Well, I stayed there for 40 years and then had to come back home back in 2017. But, I'm sorry, 2007. I came back in 07. Been here for 15 years now. But I never forgot running through grass that was taller than me, barefoot, no shirt on. Picking up toads and crickets and putting them in a jar, and always somebody was handing me a big piece of cornbread or a banana and a plum, and I don't even know who those ladies were. All I knew is that they had big legs and they was bouncing on them big legs and just laughing away. So my question to you is, I was a country boy raised in the city. I never forgot those initial 6 years of roots for my country living. So let me ask you this. Was your father, stepfather, deacon, did they show up in church in coveralls? That's all I want to know.
Well, I'll tell you. So it was primarily my grandmother and my uncle and my mom. So my uncle, he did not go to church in his coveralls, but there were plenty that did. I remember other deacons, and one particular had on his blue jean overalls, nicely washed, nicely pressed, had the crease in them. Pressed and creased on Sunday morning. Deacon Hubert Irving had on that overall set. Uncle Otis wore a flannel shirt. So he was, I remember those days. And the lady, grandmother had her apron on. She kept that apron. Those ladies had those aprons on. Yes, sir.
Amen. I can recall seeing some of that in my early days. And it just takes me back to some very good old, honest, simple days. You know, that city living is fast, and there's a lot of things going on and people going on. But, you know, for those of us that, you know, had lives in rural America, it was a more of a kinship there. It was more family orientated. Just people stuck together. When you get in those big cities, there's so many games and tricks and traps that's being set. You know, you have neighbors that don't even know each other because we don't trust each other. So there's something to be said about growing up in urban America. I unfortunately, though, it seems like this generation wants to try to get the notoriety, even on a negative criminal sense, of the same reputation that big cities have for violence and for crime and even murder, like Chicago and Los Angeles and Miami. And sad to say this, and I'm not going to just spread it around, but Pine Bluff, Arkansas, per capita, is leading in certain categories in violent crimes, right up there with major cities. That's because our generation has not really gotten the value of, first of all, God, and then family. So as a author of children's books, Sister Maria, can you talk about the importance of what I was told, raise up a child in the ways of the Lord, and when they are old, they will not forget. Somebody once told me you have to bend the tree while it's green. Talk about the importance of good parenting and proper child rearing.
Yes, yes. You just hit a very important point, Brother Ron, is establishing that foundation. And, you know, we talk about foundation a lot in my biblical training, right? It's got to be built on a solid foundation. And as children, as we're rearing our children in the books that I'm writing, I'm trying to express that in the books, those positive family values. When, as a child, and I'm to deviate back to when I was a child, and growing up in that Christian home, not only was that home part of my upbringing, it was every other home, it was every home in that, in the community, every place I went, the families treated you as if you were belonged to them, even to discipline. Discipline came in every home. You couldn't expect to leave mama's and grandma's house and go over to sister so-and-so down the street and do what you want to do down there. Then come home, no, sir. It was, you gonna do right here, and when you do down there, you better do right there, because I'll hear about it before you get back home. So she's going to get you there, and I'm going to get you when you get back here. So, it was the community. As you heard, as we've heard the phrase so many times, you know, raising the child in the community, it's the whole community, you know, of villages. I can't think of the statement, but you know what I'm talking about. And that is true. And I think that's kind of where some of our today is, that we don't, we've become to be afraid to tell our other children that are not our birth children to discipline or to correct them. We're quiet because we've begun not to trust one another, that I don't trust that you're treating my child right, and so I don't want you to say anything to my child. So there's something that we have missed in a bad way in our in upbringing our children as our community, raising our children. And I think if we could rekindle and find a way back to some of that trust, that those positive incentives and communities working together to help our children, that would be so much better for us. But in my book, the message is positive. The family interaction is positive. So children that may not be getting that, when they read my book, they'll bring a smile to them, because now they're experiencing something through my writing that they're like, oh, that's good. That's nice. I like that. Even without pushing it on them, they'll be happy to read the book, and they'll be happy to experience my world, but they don't even know it's my world. It's just something that they're experiencing that they'll enjoy. And those other and children that are already have these positive interactions, the whole family can enjoy remembering and applying it to their day-to-day life and to their own experiences.
Amen. I think the beautiful thing about a children's mind is that they have pure imaginations. They just got here. So when they receive a story, their mind is able to expand your experience, and they can make it their own through their creative mindsets. They can journey to where you are describing, even though they've never been there. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. That is it. That's the whole point. Exactly. They can read the book, and then they get engaged. And at the end, I'm asking them to write their own stories. So they'll do their own illustrations. I know we're going to talk more about that, but yes, everybody, even the parents, or even the aunts and uncles, anybody that picks up one of my books, I think it'll make them happy because they'll find somewhere in it that they can associate what I'm talking about in their own family or in their own life.
Yeah, but now this is where the spiritual part of our life as Christian comes into that child's mindset and creative imagination. See, the devil is aware of this too. So the devil wants to try to put an ungodly or a dark influence on that fresh mind. That's why we as parents have to be protective about what we allow our children to see, what we allow them to hear, and who we allow them to be with. Because the Bible has already declared that bad company corrupts good character. The Bible is always right, Sister Maria. The Bible is
right.
And I'm going to say this too. I'm going to say this too real quick. I noticed a change in younger generations when two things happened. When Dr. Spock with his smart self said, stop spanking your children. I remember that. Don't spank your children. Give them a time out. Set them down in the corner. That's child abuse. The Bible says if you beat them, they won't die. Now, we're not advocating abusing a child. But what we're saying is that there's nothing wrong with a legitimate physical corporal punishment so that when they feel the pain, they will remember the consequences that can come their way. But when they realize that mama can't whoop me no more without getting in trouble, daddy can't whoop me no more without getting in trouble. Because, see, when I was going to school, we had gym teachers and assistant principals that had one of those nice wooden paddles. Some of them had tape around them, and some of them had drilled holes into them bad boys. Some teachers had ping pong paddles, and they would bend you over right in the office and give you two or three good licks right there. They start calling that abuse. And then and then the other thing that they did is they told, you know, you can't spank your child no more. And then they took God out of the church, out of the school, rather.
Right.
Those two things opened the door wide for dark influences to persuade children that they were in charge.
Yeah, you're right, Brother Ron. What was that? Can we spoil the rod? Spare the rod, just spoil the child. And yeah, I believe
yes,
that.
Ma'am.
And believe me, it wasn't spared on me, so I can't. It wasn't spared a bit. So we got it. We remembered it. Got it to the degree that I didn't get a spanking at school because I was already, I didn't want to. So I straightened it up. I did what I was supposed to do. Yeah, no way. Wasn't going to get it at school and then get it at home too. And there's so much oftentimes now what happens with the teachers. The teachers end up having to, they can't say anything to the kid because when the parents come to school, they jumping on the teacher. So it's a lot going wrong that we just have to pray and ask God to intervene and take care of our children.
Amen. Because a lot of times, even before the mad parent come up there and want to fight, the children have already started fighting on the teachers. So the teachers, they certainly need our prayers because to teach now You got to be a lawyer. You got to take some self-defense classes, and you got to stay on your P's and Q's, because it's almost like a terror. It's almost like a terroristic atmosphere. You never know when one of them little assassins is going to jump out on you. So I can only imagine the stress that teachers are having to deal with now, dealing with our children. But let's change the tone on a happier note. What is some of the greatest influences that we, as the parental generation, need to start utilizing with more focus and more consistency to our younger generations, all the way down to school-age children?
I would say encourage our children to read, and as we're talking about literacy and authors and children and students and parents, I love to encourage our children to read. It helps them. You know, it makes them better students when they learn to read, and by reading more, they learn to comprehend more. They're understanding more. Their vocabulary is increasing. And I hear a lot of times, you know, I'll ask about, you know, the students while going to schools, do you like to read? I have a lot of them raise their hands. And then I have those that, you know, that don't, they'll say, I don't like to read. And I'll ask them, why do you not like to read? And they just don't really know. They just shrug their shoulders. I just don't like to read. And I try to encourage those students to find something that they like. Read a book that they find interesting. But I try to get into their thought process. Okay, now what do you like to do? What is it that is fun to you? Find the thing that they enjoy, and then associate that interest into reading. And I think if we can do that a little bit more, then those students will also enjoy reading. Because sometimes it's not that they don't want to read, it's that they haven't found what they like to read. They haven't found the topic or the type of book that they want to read. So we just have to help them as parents, and not letting it be okay when they say, I don't want to read. And it's like, okay, then go turn TV on. You know, parenting is has a lot to do, has the most thing to do with that, is that the children are children. They're not in control unless we as parents help them, guide them, give them encouragement and reward when they do what they're to do. I think we'll find that we get a lot further with that, instead of just giving in and say, okay, well, if you don't want to read it, or they don't like to read, so I just let them play their game, or I just let them watch the TV. No, sometimes you have to put your foot down, and you as a parent let's find what you like to read, or let's find something you can learn or enjoy reading. And this time, from this time to this time, is your reading time. That's the best way I think I can answer that.
I'm glad you spoke about turning off that device, because what you're saying now is so appropriate and true. But the great challenge is, with all of this great new advanced technology that we have, picking up a book, flipping through the pages is just something that they don't even know. See, I still carry my written Bible to church, because I like the feel of the book. I feel a connection as I'm flipping through these pages. I actually have my mother's Bible, so you already know that that's a family heirloom personal for me anyway. And just to feel the book almost makes me feel like what I'm reading, because I'm touching these pages and flipping through them and running my finger along the sentences, makes me feel more like I'm involved with what I'm reading. And I think what we have to do is, rather than giving our children a time out when they do something bad, we need to give them a time out and turn off those devices, go grab a book, like you said, after we found out what they like to read, and make it an event. Let's go to the park. Let's go in the backyard. Let's get a snow cone and let's go read a book. Let's pop some popcorn and go read a book and read to them. Now, one of the advantages is, Dr. Marie, I'm just going to elevate you to a doctor status. How about that?
Not yet.
I'm just going to prophetically speak it into your life now. How you like that?
All right.
Read to the children while they're young, so that it becomes an appetite to them. It becomes normal for them. I see so many children, yes, in church, they can handle one of these phones and play them games better than I ever could. We need to be mindful, just as mindful, even more mindful of putting a book in their hand sometimes so that they can have opportunity to see the balance. It's okay to pick up your device sometime, but you know what? Why don't you do it the old school way and pick up a book and feel the weight, flip through the pages, yeah, and get an intimate connection with books. Because I believe our mind will start gravitating to that. We would rather prefer to feel the book, feel the pages, rather than to be punching buttons on a cell phone or a device. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, having a good conversation with my dear sister in Christ, dedicated woman of God, author of many successful, inspiring children's books, talking about woman of God, Maria Hoskins. We're just talking about our generation. We're talking about our children because we love them, and we want to and need to set a godly inheritance for them. If we were so concerned about the clothes they wear, the food they eat, what they're driving in with us when we're driving them around, where they go to school, if we were just as concerned about what we put into their mental state, into their reading abilities and retention, we are leaving them a godly heritage that will be passed on to, guess what, their children and their children's children. Here's Man of God, born again. We're going to go behind the veil. And he's going to be singing about holy, H-O-L-Y, but he's going to sing about holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, holy, talking about being altogether completely holy, yes.
Much I couldn't see is coming into view through the eyes of faith. What I once imagined, now I do. Suppressing my pride and expecting more. Lord, you are holy, holy. I'm here, please continue to grow me.
Lord, you are holy, holy. Let my life bring you glory. Please continue to grow me.
Lord, you are holy, holy. I want to bring you the best that I have to give. You bring the promise of change, knowing you is when I learn to live. Let the harvest be full from your plan to see. Lord, you are holy, holy. I'm here, please continue to grow.
Lord, you are holy, holy.
I'm here, please continue.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Amen, amen. Sounds of man of God, born again, holy, holy, taking us behind the veil. Thank you so much. I want to thank man of God, Jason Nation, as well for supporting this Fire Gospel experience. I always like to give a shout out every now and then to those hardworking managers and promoters, man, for doing the work that they do. They polish these gospel artists. They mentor them. They train them. They make whatever provisions is necessary for every upcoming event, and they virtually go unnoticed. So I'm not going to let their hard work go unnoticed, because I know that without these hardworking individuals behind the scenes, gospel artists would be out there like fish out of water. Woman of God, Maria Hoskins, and we all need mentorship. We all need some form of, I'm going to say, a accountability partner. Now, we do have a mutual friend, Ms. Garbo Kern, over there at
yes.
Pyramid Art and Framing and Bookstores, and right there in the Capitol in Little Rock. I've had the pleasure of her giving me shelf space on her wonderful, wonderful, I'm talking about a phenomenal place of book collections, art collections, just fabulous place. I love Pyramid Art Books and Custom Framing. I'm looking at some of your books, and I have my own personal copy of Papa's Pets, but your other books, Christmas Night on the Farm, Grandma's Thanksgiving Dinner, Down Home in Arkansas, and My Easter Story are the books that I know about that you've written. Is there one or two in particular that you'd like to kind of take us through and give us an idea of what these children are absorbing when they're reading your books? Go ahead. Let's talk about your wonderful book project.
Okay, Brother Brunt, and I have to tell you, left off one. My last release was My Sister, My Friend, illustrated by Craig Stanley, a wonderful children's book. And we'll talk about it, but since you mentioned Papa's Pets, I'll go back and pick that one up a little bit, because this one is illustrated by Miss Rhonda Adams, who is a member of your church.
Church member.
And it's and she is a wonderful teacher and wonderful illustrator.
Yes, she
so
is.
So you want me to pick out one book and tell you and highlight that one? Is that what you're asking me to do?
Yes, yes. And then let's see how much time we have left. And maybe you could speak on another one so that my listeners can get a good idea of what to expect when they order your books.
Okay. All right. So since you don't know about My Sister, My Friend, how about I pick that one out? My Sister, My Friend is a book that I wrote, and you know, there is a holiday. All of my books are focused on holidays, and this book, you would consider it to be a book focused on Siblings Day, because it is highlighting relationships between sisters and brothers, but in particular to me, I have two girls, Christina and Victoria, and one daughter has a special need and the other one does not. So they each have their own special abilities in their own way. So in writing this book, what I wanted to convey is that it is not so much about when you have people that have made special needs in the family, families don't focus on those special needs. What they focus on is just the love for one another. The sisters are like any other sisters. One picks on the other one, and the other one, stop, get out of my purse. So I'll give you a good example in the book. I'm going to turn to a page that it just tends to be how normal and how it always how we always do with sisters. They're talking about this hair. Here we go. I call on my sister to help me when it's time to brush my teeth. She helps me get them clean, sparkling white, and makes my breath smell sweet. I need a little extra help on just about everything I do. I'm blessed to have a family who cares for me and loves me too. I really do not like it when my sister does my hair. She combs and pulls. Ouch, stop it, that hurts. While she is doing my hair, we are not a good pair. So that is what the story's outline is. Regardless of our the situations that we have in our homes and our families, we don't focus on those things. We focus on the love and care for one another. And that is what this book conveys, and all of the books in some sort of way are focusing on family values. This illustrator is Craig Stanley. As I said, all of my books have an Arkansas connection. He's actually a wonderful illustrator who has done many, many commercial projects, but his mom was from Gould, Arkansas. So we were just blessed through connections with Garbo Hearn and the Pyramid Art Books and Custom Framing. I was connected with him, and he seeded into my project, and it was a blessing. Yeah. So in the back of each book also encourages students to write their own stories. So not only are they reading a story that I have written that they can associate and relate to, but in the back of the book, they are encouraged to write their own stories, draw their own illustrations, or use photography. Go take the pictures and utilize those pictures to be the illustrations of the story that they have written. So I like that concept, and I believe the students and teachers and families like that concept too. And I've heard many family members and parents have come back to me, and teachers have come back to me, have sent me the script and said, you know, this was wonderful. The student wrote their story and they wanted you to read their story, or that how the students got involved and were able to create their own projects in the back of the book, and have said, now this is not, I have my own book, and would show their parent or their teacher in the back of the book their long story that they have written. So that's what I hope to get across.
Amen. And I'm sure, I have no doubt in my mind, that's why I was just led by God to bring you on here, to let people know about the very loving, caring, and kind writing and ministry work that you do, Sister Maria Hoskins. And I need to let my listeners know that it's not just me that was led to do that, because I'm looking at your Facebook page, and on April the 15th, you were the Arkansan of the Day on THV with host Craig O'Neill, as he's told your story on television. Congratulations. That is wonderful recognition. I appreciate that for you, and I'm glad you got that opportunity. Tell us a little bit about that before you go, ma'am.
Oh, yes. So it's a blessing. So back when I released, when I released Grandma's Thanksgiving Dinner, Craig O'Neill and his THV 11 crew came down, and they filmed me working with my chickens, because their chickens were my inspiration into writing several of these books, trying to recreate Grandma's farm in just a little bit of way. And from that, somebody brought it up to him when he was looking for Arkansan today, and it was at Easter, because I had the book, My Easter Story, right? And My Easter Story illustrated by Rex Deloney, which is a wonderful book. And, you know, as we're talking about, you know, being at church and all the things that we did for church, you know, what you do as you're preparing for Easter. And then at the end of the story, there are lots of activities for the children to get involved with. But the main concept at the end of that book is what the real meaning of Easter is, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And it conveys it in a way to students that they get, Yeah, okay. Now, oh, yeah, we did all of these things. Now, at the end, what does Easter really mean to you? Not to me. I tell them what it means to me, but I want them to think about what it means to them. So Greg O'Neill picked that up, and they highlighted that and highlighted me as being the Arkansan for the day for the Easter story. So that was a blessing for them to highlight my book for so many to see and hear about on Channel 11. Yes, sir. So I've enjoyed
I know you have. That was a wonderful recognition. So was that your real backyard? I saw you back there throwing chicken feed out there on that on the hay on the ground and everything. Was that your place or did you borrow somebody's farm?
No. So right now I don't have any chickens right now, but I put them back. Something came and ran off with all of them. Something or someone found those chickens. I think it was something found the chickens and picked them off of me one at a time. But no, that is my little chicken farm there, and I am gonna put my chickens back. As soon as I can retire a little bit and keep my eyes on them a little better, I'm gonna put those chickens back. That's a source of inspiration. Because I remember when I was a little girl, my grandmother feeding the chickens and the roosters chasing me scaring me to death. So when I have those chickens and think about them, I can think of many, many stories to write about of being on the farm. It brings back all the memories. So, no, that was real. That was actually me down there. They caught me at the time. I said, yeah, just follow me down. I'll get you. You'll catch me when it's time for me to feed chickens. So that was real.
Well, you know, them roosters, they don't like nobody trying to trespass with their chickens now. They don't like to share now. They like, if you start coming near my chickens, it's going to be a problem. They will run you off now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know for a fact. I think I had a few spurs almost on my legs when I was a little girl running from the chickens. Yes, sir. But these, I have six books now that are out. Like you said, Christmas Now on the Farm, Grandma's Thanksgiving Dinner, The Down Home in Arkansas, Pawpaw's Pets, My Easter Story, and, of course, My Sister, My Friend. But they're all wonderful stories that I hope your listeners will pick up. You know, I always tell people, if you don't have a child, but I guarantee you know a child somewhere.
Yeah.
Pick up a book.
Absolutely.
Buy it for your child. If you don't have one, buy one and give a child a book. You know, we're working with daycares right now. I volunteer a lot of time with the YARN Youth Advocates and Resources Network. And I believe last year we gave through YARN and YARN partnered with me, we gave over 400 books to our early childhood programs across the state. And it was a blessing just to read to those daycares and see the expression on those children's face. Like you said earlier, start them young, right? Start
That's
them
right.
young.
That's right.
And they really enjoyed hearing the stories and talking about their experiences. Those little ones, they got lots of stories too. They got lots of stories.
Yes, they do.
And I enjoy working with them all. But they get excited about books. They get excited. And each one of them got a book. They received a book for being a part of the program. And just to see the looks on their faces when they received their book was worth every minute of time as I think about how I plan to write and what goes on with the writing process. It makes it all so worth it. And I think, again, it was totally God-ordered for this process for me.
Well, we are certainly encouraged by your work as well as just the inspiration that you have found a way to take this gift and being a blessing to others. And I'm sure, I have no doubt that that is what the whole intent behind God gifting us, so that we can take our gifts and use them to bring some sort of light and inspiration and positivity into someone else's life. Where can your books be purchased? Where can someone contact you in case they want you to come where they are and speak to their children, maybe do story time, and, of course, where are you on social media so that my listeners can continue to follow and support you?
Oh, that would be so wonderful. Thank you for that opportunity. Well, in Pine Bluff, they can stop by Ephesus Bookstore, Christian Bookstore. Miss Margaret Williams has my books, all of them sitting on her shelf there, and she has been a blessing in Pine Bluff and, of course, in Little Rock. I have a few locations in Little Rock, but I'm going to highlight Pyramid Art Books and Custom Framing. Miss Hearn and her staff has been amazing. Hosting each one of my book releases and always just being very supportive. And there's some Mosaic Templars and other places, but I'm just going to highlight those two. And then, of course, you can go online to my book site, www.seasons2dream.com. And that's seasons, the number two, dream.com is my website. And I can be reached by email at info@seasons2dream.com. And please, I look forward to the audience reaching out to me. Hey, if they want to call me, they can call me, 501-336-4726. You can call me, you can email me, you can go to my website and purchase books, or just look and see what the pictures and the students I'm talking to, but I'm available. You can look me up on Facebook under Maria Hoskins, and see what we're doing out in the community, at the schools, the projects and programs we're working on. And so it's just, I'm thankful to be a part of your show today. Brother Ron, I'm thankful that you allow me to share the books with families and your listeners, and encourage them to read the book to their children, to buy a book, to let the children write in the back of the book. And can I highlight one other? Can I tell them a little bit about Down Home in Arkansas, because we're going into family reunion season, Brother Ron? Okay. The book Down Home in Arkansas Family Reunion Story, I just found out on Friday, is going to be highlighted on Arkansas PBS on Rise and Shine. It's it's a summer series they have, and it's within the national programming. They actually do some local programming with teachers, and they selected my book this year coming up. Last year, they actually used Pawpaw's Pet and My Sister, My Friend, and to my delight, they reached back out to me this year, and they said, we love your books. Can we highlight Down Home in Arkansas, Family Reunion Story? Yes, sir. So,
that's amazing.
Look at that book. I encourage them to do that and help their children work out their family tree. There's a curriculum in the back of that book where they can build their family tree. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's wonderful. I congratulate you and applaud you for all your fabulous success. I believe as you continue to trust God and let Holy Spirit God give you inspiration for new book writing, that there is much more greater success and open doors waiting for you, woman of God, Maria Hoskins. I want you to know you have an open invitation to come back to this Fire Gospel Experience platform whenever you feel the need. If I take too long, you can touch me and say, Brother Ron, come on with it. I feel this burning sensation in my spirit, and I want to just come and share and tell all of your faithful listeners about the good things
that God
is doing in your life. And I promise you, if I have to move somebody around, I'll do it. I've done it.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it, Brother Fun. Looking forward to coming back.
Amen. Thank you know, anytime that you decide to come to Pine Bluff and worship with us over there at New St. Hurricane, I am on the security ministry. You'll probably see me riding around that little golf court with my little security vest on. I'll be there to greet you, meet you, hug you, and wish you well and bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus. That's my prayer for you, your family, and your ministry and everything that you do. I pray God's blessing be on you, sister.
Thank you. Bless you, too. And keep up the wonderful work you're doing. We thank you for supporting us local in the community.
I receive that, and I'll keep doing it as long as God gives me the strength. Woman of God, amazing author of children's inspirational books, faithful woman of God, Maria Hoskins was here on Fire the Gospel Experience, and she blessed us, y'all. Yes, she did. Oh, goodness. God has some amazing people out there, and I am on the lookout for each and every one of y'all. Give me a call. 870-413-0220 is my number. I'm a busy brother, but I'm not too busy to return your call or return your message. 870-413-0220. Or send me an email to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. Be you author, be you minister, preacher. If you're a gospel artist and you got some MP3 music, send that bad boy to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com so that I can put you on the playlist like I'm about to do with Unlimited, singing about while I have the chance. This is your chance to get your ministry to go further than your church, than your city, than your block, and your neighborhood. You've been telling folks God is on your side and you about to blow up. Well, guess what? I want you to blow up right here on this fire gospel experience. We got word up inspiration coming up to bless you, to encourage your spirit, to keep you keeping on and giving you some spiritual food that's going to feed your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, because we are fighting demons, we're fighting devils, and the victory is ours. But we got to be there. We got to represent. We got to be able to stand strong, firm, and committed with the word of God resonating through our mind, through our thoughts, so that we don't get carried away thinking that we're doing it. No, it's God in us. Amen. Goes right there. So hold what you got. We're going to be giving y'all some word of inspiration from this dynamic founder of Swag, minister, evangelist, Keisha Global Outreach Johnson is back. And y'all already know, when she comes, she gonna bring it. But in the meantime, here's the Gospel Group Unlimited. Because I don't know about y'all, but if I'm gonna serve, if I'm gonna praise, if I'm gonna dance, guess what? I'm gonna do it like the Gospel Group Unlimited says. I'm gonna do it while I had a chance, y'all. And that's right now, right now.
I don't know about you listening, but while I have blood running over my veins and it's breath in my body, while I have this shake, I'm going to praise the Lord. Now, if you feel like that, come along with us as we say these words. I'm going to praise. While I have this chance,
unlimited. That's what I'm talking about. When you decide that you want to do something for God, serve, worship, preach, teach, usher, sing in the choir, security, whatever it is, you need to do it unlimited. I mean, don't hold back, because God wants to bless you. I promise you he does. But he's looking at your effort. He's looking at your commitment as well. Amen. 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 I'm talking to you. I'm talking to myself too, because trust me, I believe in giving to God my utmost energy, strength, and whatever it is I'm doing, so that he can see that what we are doing is not just for show, not just for fashion. We are doing it sincerely in honor to God. This is that time of word of inspiration, where you anointed and talented, gifted people that have a word of admonition, encouragement, exhortation to come on and bless us with these words that God has given you to be a blessing for us. My special guest, she's no newcomer to this fire gospel experience. She's been here before, and it's by popular demand, amen, that she's back here with us. This young woman is amazing in her own right. She's doing a thing for Jesus just out of love for God. I'm telling you, she is currently residing in Conyers, Georgia, but I want y'all to know that she's involved in ministry as well. She's going to talk about that, but right now, she's going to give us some word of inspirations, talking about none other than the very own Evangelist Keisha Global Outreach Johnson is here to share word up inspirations. Amen. Amen. And amen. Yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am, woman of God. Keisha Global Outreach Johnson, Evangelist. I thank you for coming back to this Fire Gospel Experience. How you doing, woman of God? Tell us something good for our spirit and for our souls.
Amen. I am blessed to be back in place and position. I thank God for the opportunity. I bless God on today for you, and may God continue to bless you to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the
nations.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. On today, I'm going to give words of inspiration. And when you posted the scripture, I went and I read that scripture. I meditated on that scripture, Matthew 25 and 40. And I'm going to just read it, and I'll give a word of encouragement as to what God gave me when I read this and I meditated upon this word. Matthew 25 and 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. What God is saying, what Jesus is saying, is that what you do to reflection of what you do to him. So we must be mindful of how we treat one another, because we were all created in the image of Jesus Christ. So if we are mean and surly to our brother or sister, then we're being mean and surly unto God, because we are being disobedient, because God wants us to treat everyone with love, and he wants us to walk in the spirit of excellence daily, character and integrity. Holiness is a lifestyle, and we must continue to walk in that righteous spirit and treat each other according to how God, how the word of God, how he has laid it out for us to treat one another. We need to treat each other the same way he treats us. He loves us unconditionally. We're not perfect, but we're faithful. And it may be hard sometimes, but it's necessary. You were born on purpose for a purpose. And we must remain in place and position. And I just thank God for that word. When you posted that word and you sent that word, that scripture, and I just thank God for that scripture. And, you know, it made me also do a spiritual inventory, because let me tell you, I'm not perfect, but I'm faithful. I will stand on God's word, and I will first myself before I can go out and speak the word to others. Amen.
Come on. Amen. Yes, amen. Well, that's wonderful. We appreciate those words of encouragement. And we already knew how you do. We already knew what you were bringing to the table. Amen. Amen. I know that you have some ministry work involved. Now, I know that you at one time were involved in a ministry, SWAG. I just want to get an update on that ministry and whatever ministries that God has allowed you to endeavor in. Why don't you share with the listeners about all of the wonderful things that God is doing in your life right now, Evangelist Keisha Global Outreach Johnson. Tell us your story.
Amen. Amen. So I have SWAG Outreach Ministries, Global Outreach Ministries, and it's two parts of SWAG. SWAG is warriors, striving warriors, anticipating God's grace, and that's for troubled teens and adolescents, girls and boys, ages 13 to 20. In the future, we are going to open up a group home for teens with babies to have babies.
Amen.
That need housing and resources. Also, we have SWAG, which is Striving Women Anticipating God's Grace, Putting Your Best Foot Forward, Domestic Violence Ministry, where we provide resources, emergency shelter, transportation. Also, during Thanksgiving, we do Thanksgiving boxes for the senior citizens located in the Monroe and Social Circle area. We do Christmas toy giveaway at the Battered Women's Shelter. Also have a Gifted Mind Dance Ministry where my son, Anthony, is the lead, the head mind dancer, Ministry of Music at Gifted Mind Dance Ministry. We have an intercessory prayer ministry now. God is just moving. I have just recently collaborated with a domestic violence group called Ladies with Class with my sisters in Christ, Sister Roslyn and Sister Nikki. I love them. They're doing great things over in the Jonesboro, Hampton, Georgia area. We have a gala coming up in October for domestic violence, as well as we'll be walking in the 4th of July parade for domestic violence to help end domestic violence and provide resources for people, children, women and children that suffer from domestic violence. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So they can go to your Facebook page and get all the dates for those upcoming events so that they can mark their calendars, correct?
Correct. They can go to the Facebook page and look for SWAG, Putting Your Best Foot Forward, Outreach Ministries, or you can follow Evangelist Keisha Global Outreach Ministries on Facebook, as well as Evangelist Keisha Johnson on Instagram. And my website is SWAG Outreach Ministries, and my email address is SWAG Ministries. the number 14@gmail.com.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. A woman in action for God, talking about not just talking the talk, but walking the walk, and definitely applying faith to the least of those that get so easily overlooked and dismissed because maybe they don't look right, they don't smell right, they don't talk right. But for the grace of God, guess what? There go you and I. It could have been us. And some of us, like myself, have been through it already. So I'm always sensitive to those that people have considered less than, woman of God, Keisha, because everybody's somebody. And then guess what? Sometimes it's those very difficult times that we have gotten ourselves into that God is going to use as the proving ground for a future minister, a future preacher, teacher, pastor, deacon, bishop, evangelist, going through those dark times right now, and they're going to need us because we don't know what God has planned for them, just like a lot of people didn't know what God had planned for us when we was going through. Sister Keisha Johnson, I haven't forgot what God had done for me, and I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget. Uh-oh, I started to break out in the praise.
What you done for me?
Woo-hoo-hoo. I pro- promise you. Listen, woman of God, we're going to have to bring you back so that we can sit down and speak a little bit more at length about some spiritual things that need to be discussed. Because, see, you know me. I'm not that host that's here for fame, fortune, reputation, trying to build a big name. I'm here to honor and glorify God because what he's done for me, I'm happy enough in Jesus. But we need to talk about some things that most Christians have not yet grown to want to talk about, because we still wearing the mask, even at church, trying to make seem like everything is so all right, but then we go home and we're heartbroken, we're crying, we're frustrated, because we won't open up and let somebody in and help us through those difficult times. So I applaud you for the work that you're doing. You know you can always count on me, depend on me, whatever I can do for you to compliment the work that you're doing. All you got to do is ask me, and if I can do it, it's done. All you got to do is just ask me, and I'll do it. Amen.
Amen. Sounds great.
Awesome. Woman of God was just dropping some word of inspiration in our spirit for our mind to get down to our heart and soul so that we can keep moving forward for Jesus. Thank you, woman of God. Evangelist Keisha Global Outreach Johnson, where can you be reached? There's some people that may want to get in touch with you for speaking engagement, or they may just want to drop a donation in your basket. How can they get in touch with you? Is there a phone number, a website? They can say, Sister Keisha, can you bring that ministry to where we are? Or we may need you to just come and speak a word.
Yes, they can reach me at my phone number for SWAG Outreach, Global Outreach Ministry is 470-369-7629, or you can look on my website at SWAG Outreach Ministry, or either you can email me at swagministries14@gmail.com. I am available for Christian counseling for domestic violence, prayer intercessory. If you need me to come and bless you guys with a powerful prayer as led by God for your event, I am the person to call. You call me. I told God, if you send me, I'll go. If you plant me, I'll grow.
That's right. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all heard it. Get in touch with this woman of God. She's right there on Facebook. And you heard the information. Get in touch with her so that these awesome people of God and these wonderful kingdom collaborations can grow, be more powerful, and make a presence wherever they are in whatever city, state, in this country, because it's all about a Jesus takeover, and we ain't playing, because, see, the devil is not going to ruin the plan that God has for our lives. Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate you and Jesus praying for you. Looking forward to you coming back. Amen.
And I look forward to coming back.
That's woman of God, Keisha Global Outreach Johnson, bringing word of inspiration on this fire. Yes, yes, yes. That's how we do it right here. I keep telling y'all, that's how we do it. This is fire, the gospel experience. And we are about to do our thing and set this bad boy on fire. For real, for real. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you who have been supporting this fire gospel experience. We bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus, and we just want you to know that you are a blessing to each and every one of us. There's nothing we wouldn't do. I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it, and we just love you in Jesus. Anyhow, amen.
Hello, I am Minister Keisha Johnson, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry, SWAG Outreach Ministry, Striving Women Anticipating God's Grace, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building with Ron E. Jefferson, Fire Radio host, 870-413-0220. Be blessed.
Everybody raise up, check my Jesus coming back. I'll give them praise and rep the king like that, like that.
Easy, easy. Lego, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm giving God all the glory right now, right now, right now, right now. I'm giving Christ all the glory right now, right now, right now, right now. See me in the world, you know I live for him. People thinking that I'm struggling. New preacher want the old bag. Check the phone and where he stay at. Christ in thee. God's body got the full armor. Sober and vigilant, you know we're on burn. Got a lot of eyes and they watching on me. Another pair, God comfort me. God's on the throne, the sun came home. Gates open up, that's the last thing I'm waiting on. I'm only living for this reason. God don't die. I only live to give service for the King. Service for the King.
Day of peace and rest, Jesus.
Jesus, you are the solid rock that is the foundation of our faith. Sounds of woman of God, Catherine Waters. Come on, Jason Nation. Keep sending those anointed gospel artists to this fire gospel experience. I'm telling you, Catherine Waters, in every way, you so right. God is right there for us whenever, however we need him. But we can't get too carried away with that because he's looking for some obedience on our part, some willing submissiveness, and some joy in service. And I promise you, he'll be there in every way. And before that, we heard from urban gospel artists taking that gospel to the streets, to the front line. PT, the gospel splitter, with MC Nice and Jay Nib talking about service for the king. That's right. We got the millennials doing their thing in an urban gospel style, getting that message out there. We are currently embracing from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 40, where my special guest for Word Up has already kind of warmed it up for us and briefed it a little bit, but I'm going to repeat it coming from the NIV version of the Bible. It says, the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. I love this particular scripture. It goes right to many points that I see and so greatly appreciate about the Christian way. We're called to put on the very mind of Christ. Philippians 2 and 5 there bears this out. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And what is the mind of Christ, you ask? Excellent. I'm thrilled that you did ask. As our Lord Jesus put it into his own words, Mark 10 and 45 says, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. I've just recently heard one of my television mentors, Pastor Terry K. Anderson, down there at Lily Grove, down there in Texas, say that you don't come to church to serve. You come to church to worship. Serving is what we do outside of the church walls. Amen. Think about that. Worship is what we do to go to church for, to give God praise. But when we serve in God, you might be serving in the kitchen, but that's not what we're talking about. You might be serving on the usher board, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about service to the least of these. And how about just what our Lord said in Matthew 25, 35, and 36? He said, for I was a hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Obviously, wherever there's a dire need to be met, we as Christians are called, obligated, and appointed by God to go and meet the need without impartiality and judgment. Because if you have not been hungry, thirsty, naked, homeless, sick, or in prison, count your blessings. And thank God for his extended grace. But please, please, please believe that for the grace of God, there go you and I. Now, I know where these burdened and poor souls have been to some degree because I have experienced some of these devastating, extremely harsh seasons in my own life, mostly due to drastically poor decisions on my part. And other reasons where myself being put into life situations that I had no control over. But I thank God that he always has control over every circumstance of our lives, even and especially when it doesn't seem like it at all. I can say that I had to reflectively look back in my past to now see that God was always there. God will allow certain hard seasons to come upon us, but it's for our maturation. It's for our experiential knowledge. It's for our deeper intimacy with him. So, beloveds, the major thrust here is to identify with those who may be less fortunate than we are. Or simply put, the least of these in our community, society, and even family, those that receive the least attention, care, concern, and provision are who I'm talking about. Talking about the least. And they're everywhere. I can recall Jesus said, he said, listen, he said, you can always have the poor with you, but me, he was talking about himself. He said, you're not going to always have me. But he stated and stressed the fact that there is going to always be those destitute poor souls here with us that need our attention, that need our agape love, self-sacrificial love, meaning it's not about my emotion. It's about me striving to do the best I can to help you get better with no reciprocation, no strings attached. So what should drive our motivation to step outside of ourselves to help those who need our help the most? Let's go to Romans 5 and 8 where it says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the sacrificial death of our Lord Jesus should always remain at the forefront of our thoughts, activities, and agendas. It was the most crucial act of benevolent love that we have ever seen when our Lord Jesus made a decision to be a willing sacrifice for the sin debt of every man, woman, boy, and girl that was ever born. As he gave his life for us, as it says in John 15 and 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. We, in turn and return, should, without hesitation and reservation, do the exact same and give him our lives back so that he can use it for his glory. 1 John 3 and 16 says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we are to lay down our lives for the brethren. And how so should we give back to him, talking about our lives to our Lord Jesus? Matthew 12 and 37 says, and the common people heard him gladly. And the common, or the least of these, heard the words of our Lord Jesus, and you and I, gladly, as would a ray of sunshine after a tumultuous storm. The dark days of their lives have now a new potential resurrection from the pain and hurt to become healed and delivered when we go to minister to them instead of waiting on them to come to us. And when we do this consistently, we will indeed become more like our Lord Jesus. Not just saying what he said, but doing what he did as he said, whatever he said. Yes, especially to those who are considered the least of these. Amen. You tuned in to Word Up, inspiration from yours, truly giving you some sanctified word from the least of these, which is actually the most, because the Bible declares that those that we consider the least, those would have the greater places and privilege and prestige with our Lord God, because we look down on people that God turns into princes and kings and rulers and elevate them so that the strong will be confused by the weak. And those intelligent, super egotistical people will be confused by those unlearned, how they have escalated and elevated to places that they know they could not have done on their own. But that is the beauty of God working in a person's life. It doesn't matter. He don't call the qualified. No, he qualifies those who are called. And then, you know what? Everybody has a story. Isn't that right, Jonah's Run? Here's their musical gospel version of it. Everybody has a story. And here's theirs from one of my favorite groups, Jonah's Run, telling about it. My story. Yes.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
And so your word in Hebrews 4:16 says, therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive mercy, find grace to help us in time of need. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
I woke up this morning and closing my right mind. I could have been dead and gone, but God stepped in right on time. Then there's a moment I thought I wasn't gonna make it. I felt like
for strengthening us. Sounds of Man of God, Mervyn Mayo. Got a chance to meet that good brother down there at the Spin Awards in 2020. Lord Jesus, I believe it was 2020, and that man of God, he sang his heart and his soul out. Mervyn Mayo, looking forward to having that young man come here and bless us with his music ministry and his testimony one day real soon. Want to send a special shout out to my main man, my First Kingdom collaborator over there, Powerful 21 Christian Media, with Jerry Royce Live, CEO and founder, my dear brother and friend in Christ. Congratulations to his daughter, Sky Royce, as member of the class of 2022 college graduate of North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University. What an accomplishment. We are celebrating with that young lady. You keep doing what you're doing, Sky Royce, and you keep putting God first, and you watch God do tremendous things in your life. We congratulate you, and we are celebrating with you. Amen. 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 So right there. We are just so thankful. We are so grateful to God. And this is why we sing, because God blesses us. Here's man of God, Kenny Bobian. he's going to talk about it because it's so real. It's so true. God is blessing us in so many beautiful ways. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just can't help ourselves. It just makes us want to sing. And then sing loud and proud. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, right here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sounds of Man of God, Kenny Bobby, breaking it down for you in case you didn't know why we sing. It's because God has been so gracious and so good and so kind and so amazing to each and every one of us. I want to thank all of you beautiful souls for tuning in and supporting this fire gospel experience the way you do so consistently. I got a message from Woman of God, Madeline Pegues, who syndicates this broadcast over at Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio, GSWC Radio. She asked me to remind you all to let the listeners know that Fire the Gospel Experience airs on GSWCRadio.com every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, Madeline Pegues. I want to leave y'all with one final word. But I got to thank my special guest, woman of God, author Maria Hoskins, for coming in and having a heart for our children so much. I bless you. I thank you in Jesus' name. And also, word of inspiration, yes, woman of God, minister, evangelist Keisha Global Outreach Johnson. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also want to thank Jerry Royce Live. I gave you a shout out because I'm so proud of you and how you doing everything you're doing in ministry and then raising that family to be college graduates and to be awesome people of God in their own right. And a final word, I want to share with you that when we can recognize our weaknesses and then apply the necessary remedy is when we will become unstoppable and do great and mighty things with God. Amen. Those right there. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Listen, I want to leave y'all with this awesome song by Minstrel Appointed, who just simply wants to let God give her and us all a clean heart. Just give me a heart, God. That same heart that beats inside of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus.
I'm asking you to give me a heart. Give me a heart.
Give me a heart where your love surpassed. Give me a heart that's soft as a whisper, able to stand in the toughest winter.
Share the bill, 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 share the